أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والرسول المسدد المصطفى الأمجد حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد. اللهم صل. وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين وصحبه المنتجبين، واللعن الدائم على أعدائهم أجمعين، وبه نستعين. We seek refuge to the Almighty Allah, the Lord of the universe, from the evil of the devil. In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the loving, the merciful. It is a great blessing, brothers and sisters, to sit down and discuss the words Al-Wahy Al-Ilahi, the great revelation, the living miracles that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent to us. We have reached, we are discussing, we are making tafsir Surah Yusuf, and we have reached ayah number 31. Previously, in short, we said that Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, was due to the jealousy of his 11 brothers, was kicked out, thrown in the well, and a convoy picked him up. The Pharaoh had bought him and put him in his house in order to be a servant, yet greatly honored by his wife. His wife, when Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, Zuleika, she looked at him. He was extremely handsome. She fell in love. She tried to lure him into such a great sin, but Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, being ma'asum, did not fall into this trap. And he told her, I love my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in, as we say, lisan al-hal. In other words, what he was telling her, who are you? You are just a creature. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had commanded me that adultery is one of the greatest sins, and I will not do that in obedience to the command of my Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can create billions, zillions like you. But no one will get me close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala but me and my obedience to him. Abd. He vividly showed us how to control himself. When she tried in order to put him in the net, Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, ran away. But at the door, her husband was there. They knew what happened. There was a little boy. The boy witnessed for Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him. So therefore, he believed Yusuf and did not believe his wife. The news got spread, and as I said, we should really learn a lesson, and that lesson is that if we see a sin, we should not try to let it be spread out, because spreading out will cause that sin to be public. Now let's see what happened to Zuleika, the wife of Al-Aziz, in this case. When the news got spread, now this is where we begin, insha'Allah ta'ala. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. فَلَمَّا سَمِعَتْ بِمَكْرِهِنْ أَرْسَلَتْ إِلَيْهِنْ وَاَعْتَدَتْ لَهُنَّ مُتَّكَى وَآتَتْ كُلَّ وَاحِدَةٍ مِّنْهُنَّ سَكِّينَ وَقَالَتْ اِخْرُجْ عَلَيْهِنْ فلما رأينه أكبرنه وقطعن أيديهن وقلن حاشا لله ما هذا بشرا إن هذا إلا ملك كريم. قالت فذلكن الذي لمتنني فيه ولقد راودته عن نفسه فاستعصم وإن لم يفعل ما آمره ليسجنن وليكونن من الصاغرين. قال ربي السجن أحب إلي مما يدعونني إليه. And the rest of the ayah, inshallah ta'ala. Surah Yusuf, ayah 31 and on. فلما سمعت بمكرهن. Once Zalikha, the wife of the Pharaoh, Al-Aziz, heard that the news got spread. Here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran called بمكرهن, what their plot. Actually, what happened, you know, when a person talks behind someone, beside being it's a ghibah, if you talk a little more in that special description, that's called makr, like a plot, like somebody is plotting, because they were hiding it. فَلَمَّا سَمَعَتْ بِمَكْرِهِنَّ, when she heard that spread of the talk, أَرْسَلَتْ إِلَيْهِنَّ, she said, she said, let me invite them, and she extended an invitation to them. So they were invited to her special room, her special guest room, and she made that room extremely comfortable. One of the beauties of the Holy Quran, brothers and sisters, is that if you dig down to the words, you will see that even as the Holy Quran describes the story, it also describes the atmosphere. Now, they went into the room. وَاَعْتَدَتْ لَهُنَّ مُتَّكَأَ. So it seems like back then, it is not like today where people sit down on a chair and around the table. No, people, for instance, maybe they sat down on something lower to the ground and they lean. مُتَّكَأ. They lean as they eat. A form of comfort, a form of luxury. So when people eat, they are leaning down on some form of a pillow or something. وَاَعْتَدَتْ لَهُنَّ مُتَّكَأَ وَآتَتْ كُلُّ وَاحِدَةٍ مِّنْهُنَّ سَكِّينَ. Then she commanded and she brought a knife and a form of a fruit. And she said, go ahead and cut the fruits. So each one of them ladies took a knife and trying to cut the fruits or whatever that was in front of them. وَقَالَتْ اِخْرُجْ عَلَيْهِمْ. Now look at another description. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said in the Holy Quran, اِخْرُجْ عَلَيْهِمْ. So evidently, what was it? It seems like there was that luxurious room, that room, the dining room, the beautiful room that was a place of receiving the others. It had another smaller room. It was not outside. It was inside. Because it said, اخرج عليهم. Not ادخل. You see, there is the difference between ادخل. In Arabic, if somebody was outside, you tell him ادخل. But if somebody was in a room, within a room, you say اخرج. So get out of this room to this room. وقالت اخرج عليهم. Now Yusuf, with all of that beauty, with the touch of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in handsomeness, got out. As soon as he got out, فَلَمَّا رَأَيْنَهُ أَكْبَرْنَا. أَكْبَرْنَا, suddenly all of these ladies was completely infatuated, was completely in a state of awe. Who is this person? Ya subhanAllah. They became so busy. You know, brothers and sisters, beauty has a great power. If a person is walking somewhere and he sees something that is beautiful, or even if he goes to a room, something that is extremely pretty or beautiful, really attracts the attention of a person. Person will be concentrating on that, whatever that is, pretty or beautiful. And there it is, Yusuf, as we explain what kind of a miracle of a beauty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had shown, coming out, a sign of beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mu'jizat al-Jamal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Jameel. Now, brothers, here, you know, a mystical point. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created such a person that would draw the ladies to that extent, how beautiful is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Wouldn't it be nice for us to melt in that beauty, the beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Wouldn't it be nice to sit down, to get up in the middle of the night and pray, imagining how beautiful Allah our Lord is? Yes, subhanAllah. So, when he got out, all the attention of the ladies got to the beauty of Yusuf. And what happened? They completely forgot that they were cutting their fruits and they cut their hands. وَقَبَّعْنَا أَيْدِيَهُمْ. That is really the height and the peak of beauty for a creature, for a person. And they said, حَاشَ لِلَّهِ. Ya subhanAllah. What kind of a beauty is that? That is one of the greatest beauty. تَنْزِيح لِلَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. SubhanAllah. حَاشَ لِلَّهِ. إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا مَلَكٌ كَرِيمٌ. This is way beyond a human being. You see, you know, usually people kind of imagine the angels as being very, very, very beauty. So this is what they said. This beauty is way beyond the beauty of a human being. It is the beauty of an angel, a malak. And not only a regular malak, but also malakun kareem. So, Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, with his etiquette, with his knowledge, with his beauty, with his handsomeness, and when he got out, it took the hearts of all of the ladies. All it. Now that the wife of Al-Aziz saw this kind of the awe, saw their eyes, saw their actions, saw how they cut their hands, she said, this is what you've been blaming me for. An excuse. You see, you think that I loved my servant? This is what you blamed me for. And you see, this is when the sin became public. وَلَقَدْ رَاوَدْتُهُ عَنْ نَفْسِهِ. Now, once again, brothers and sisters, we really should try our best in order to save the community from letting any sin to be public. We have to try our best in order to let the public in appearance show pure, show clean. Nobody should be spread, his news should be spread to the others. It is really degrading. And if sometimes it happens, and if a person was more sinful, he will go public. See, what this is what happened. وَلَقَدْ رَاوَدْتُهُ عَنْ نَفْسِهِ. I tried to pull him to my neck. فَاسْتَعْصَمْ. He is ma'asum. Here the word is istasam. You know, brothers, al-asima, istasam means is extremely protective. You know, usually even the capitals of the countries in Arab is called al-asima, because the country, the people, the army, the navy, whatever that any country that has, they try their best in order to protect the capital. That capital of the country is called al-asima in Arabic because it's the most protective. Fasta'asam means he became the most protective. Now let's see how much she's in love. Of course, we do understand that as she's in love, she's also considering herself one of the highest ladies of the country. She is the highest lady. In other words, you know, do not let the power go through our heads. Tawafa, humility, being humble, should be our characteristics, brothers and sisters. من تواضع لله رفع. You know, you could see within the actions of a human being, within his features of the eyes, if he is conceited or not, if he is arrogant or not. And even in a case like this, when she is fully in love, but she is conceited, she feels that she is very high. So what did she continue saying? وَلَئِن لَمْ يَفْعَلْ. And if he did not obey my command, if he did not come to the net that I am planning for him, and please understand in the middle, and if he did not do what I want him to do, لَيَسْجُنَنَّ. Now look at the beauty here. First, in front of these ladies, she said, لَيَسْجُنَنَّ. You know, in Arabic, we have something called نُونِ الثَّقِيلَ. نُونِ الثَّقِيلَ means something that I will do for sure. Or, بِالتَّأْكِيد, you know, for certain. لَيَسْجُنَنَّ. But then she realized that, no, she cannot tolerate his distance, his disappearance. So, what did she continue? She said, وَلَيَكُونَنْ. Look at the, there's two different noons in here. لَيَسْجُنَنَّ, an assurance. But then it seems like suddenly she noticed herself. So therefore she said, وَلَيَكُونَنْ مِنَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Now going to the prison, being tortured, something she cannot tolerate. Therefore she said, وَلَيَكُونَنْ مِنَ الصَّابِرِينَ. No, what I will do is I belittle him. And the second noon is noon al-khafifa, layakunan. It is smaller, it is weaker in the action. And in Arabic, if you say, la'af'alanna, means I will do that for sure. But if you said, la'af'alan, I will do that. So that's the difference. Walayakunan min as-sabirin. I will belittle him. He still will be there, but he is belittled. He is small. Now, look at the beauty of the next word, next sentence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, qala. Now this qala is the prayer of Yusuf. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon him. Now brothers, we are explaining the situation. But sometimes try to read the Quran as the Quran has been descended upon you. And after all, yes, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi is, his heart is the purest heart. So that his heart became the receiver of this wahi al-ilahi, the beauty, the holy Quran. But it is also for you and me. We should also read. We should also take all the lessons from the holy Quran. We should also try to dig in to see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us. This is like a letter from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to you and me as well. It is not only for Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. It is not for Ahlul Bayt and that's it. No, it is not. It is also for you and me. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us these wisdom, these advices, it is also for you and me. So we should pay attention. The attention here is, at that moment, Yusuf, although for maybe a lot of people, is like a slam dunk, as they say, for being in total luxury. If astaghfirullah committed the sin and he did what he did, she will heavily pay him, for sure, but he did not. Now you think what kind of an agony Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, was in. He'll tell you more. I mean, think about this issue. Today we're discussing about this story. If you look at it from the perspective of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the higher vision, the airplane vision, as they say. You look at Yusuf, peace be upon him, being fallen into the well of something small, something negligent. But it isn't. Just think, if you were fallen into that well, how you would react to that fall. Now, today, now you know why I'm saying this? God forbid, God forbid, God forbid, if someone, one of your brothers and sisters, may Allah bless you all, inshallah, if suddenly you fell into some form of a trouble, look at it from the outlook of this story. Do not collapse. You say, yes, there is a benefit to this problem that I am in right now. Yes, maybe I'm looking at it as a disaster, but God knows what kind of an outcome Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is putting for me. Whether to fall into the well, whether this kind of an action. So, Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, raised his hand. Said, Qala Rabbi, O Ya Allah, As-sijnu ahabbu ilay. Now, didn't she say, Layasjunanna? Surely I would put him in prison. And then he said, or I'd belittle him. Yusuf raised his hand. He said, Qala Rabbi, As-sijnu ahabbu ilayya mimma yad'unani ilay. Now, imagine. Now, if you really want to think about this issue, at the beginning, it was only Zuleikha, it was only the wife of Al-Aziz, the wife of Pharaoh. Why Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, raising his hand, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect him from the demand of Yad'unani, a plural. It is not only Zuleikha, it's all the ladies. Because Yusuf, he knew that now all of these ladies had fell in love with him. And not only that, but also as they went home, subhanAllah, each one of them, they sent a letter to Yusuf asking him to go and visit them at home. Now, can you imagine? Visit them. Speaking of visitation, right? Brothers, sisters, may Allah bless you all, inshallah ta'ala. Islam is the religion of purity. And if you realize, for cases like this, Islam protects you way from the first step. What is the first step? The first step is that first look. The first step is, you see, like what happened here. The first step is that acceptance of an invitation. You see, if you could protect yourself from this step, you can protect yourself from the end. But if you did not protect yourself at that first step, Shaitan lures you into the second step. He works and works and works and works on you until that step, the second step, becomes easy. Becomes light. So you will do it. If you worked more, Shaitan works. If there was a third step, Shaitan works and works and works on you to make the third step light. And then, God forbid, goes to the fourth step, fifth step, and then suddenly a big sin would be committed. You know, let me kind of say it. In Arabic, it said, نَظْرَةٌ فَبَسْمَةٌ فَكَلِمَةٌ فَلِقَاءٌ. You know, it's the first. It started, maybe, God forbid, the adultery, whatever. It starts with a look. Just one look. If that two eyes, the two looks, got exchanged, it may lead into a smile. That smile may lead into a word. Hi, how are you? Salaam alaikum, how you doing? And so forth. If that word got in place, then it may be a meeting, some form of an appointment. If that happened, maybe at dinner, and, you know, God forbid, you know the rest. So here, Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, he knew. When he knew, that is why he raised his hand. He wanted to cut everything, to chop it up way from the beginning. He said, Rabbi, as-sijnu ahabbu ilayya mimma yad'unani ilay. Lord, please, O Lord, prison is better for me, for what they are asking me. وَإِلَّا تَصْرِفْ عَنِّي كَيْدَهُنْ. Now, if, O Lord, Ya Allah, you will not take their plot. You remember, it is not now only Zuleikha, or Zaliha, the wife of Al-Aziz. Now it is all of them together. Now he said, maybe somehow they plot. Oh, you know, I mean, a person can fight one, can fight two, can fight three. But if all got together. So therefore, Yusuf is raising his hand. He said, Lord, if you do not take their plot against me, I may lean toward them. Asbu ilayhim. I may lean toward them. Wa akun min al jahilin. Ya subhanAllah. Brothers, did you know that the secret of holding yourself from any sin is knowledge, is not to be ignorant. So Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, is telling us, akun min al jahilin. I may be among the ignorant ones. So, if suddenly all of them got plotted against me, you know, just like if you're walking in the street and people have put one trap after another, after another, after another, and you are swaying, going against, around these plots, one of them is going to take you in a heedless moment and fell in it. So therefore, Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, is seeking refuge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is raising his hands to Allah. Something that we should do all the time, brothers and sisters. Don't forget, in Surah Al-Baqarah, I'm sorry, in Surah Al-Fatiha, the one that we read at least 10 times in our day, if not more. Some people read it hundreds of times. In Surah Al-Fatiha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, even when you pray, even when you seek al-ibadah, the worship, seek it with my assistant. Iyaka na'bud. How? Wa iyaka nasta'in. With your assistance. So here Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, said, Lord, help me. Lord, assist me. Lord, take these plots away from me. Because if you didn't do that, I may lean toward them. And if I did that, that means that I am among the ignorant ones. I am among al-jahileen. SubhanAllah. And imagine Judgment Day, we rise up, we go, and we have committed, God forbid, sins. And we are among the as-sufaha al-jahileen, the ignorant ones, the bad ones. فَاسْتَجَابَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ. We do, brothers and sisters, have a very beautiful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The hadith said, if Allah gave you the dua, he will definitely give you the istijaba. If Allah gave you the supplication, the request, Allah definitely will give you the answer. That's it. Once you raised your hand to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, brothers, in anything, take this for sure. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not lie to us when he says, Id'uni astajib lakum. This is a word from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is like an equation. You make a dua, the ijaba is there. Now when, leave that to his judgment. Don't leave that to your own. Anyway, فَاسْتَجَابَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered his prayer. فَصَرَفَ عَنْهُ كَيْدَهُنْ إِنَّهُ هُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Yes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered Yusuf's prayer. And pushed away their plots, surely, innahu, surely, huwa as-sami'. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sami'. He does not only yasma', does not only hear. Brothers, sisters, may Allah bless you, inshaAllah ta'ala. When you talk to Allah, just imagine that there is no one but you and Him. Surely there is no one but Him. But there's millions of them, billions of us. It doesn't matter. Allah listens to you as if there is a one-to-one relationship. إِنَّهُ هُوَ السَّمِيعُ. He does not only hear you, but also He is completely knowledgeable about whatever you think you need, you have, the situation. A lot of times I may ask something that is incomplete. He is Alim. When He hears me, He fixes it for me as to make it complete for me. Brothers, and then what happened? Yes, they came and they took Yusuf to the prison. How they took him to the prison? Why they took him to the prison? What happens in the prison? As we said, Yusuf, a kingdom is waiting for him. From a servant to a king, to he himself being Al-Aziz. Ya subhanAllah. Now how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is putting this jigsaw together for Yusuf's life. InshaAllah, the next sessions, inshaAllah ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to get us closer to His words, to let us understand His words, to be closer to Him, to give us success for His worship. يا الله الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين الله